This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, August 13, 2009. Power Dynamics. The scripture is Ephesians 3, verse 16. I pray that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. The word power can be understood in several ways. It most commonly refers to strength or physical force. Note that Paul in this text clearly means spiritual power, because he asks God to strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Paul's prayer is for internal strength that builds spiritual power. This power not only expresses itself in personal devotion to God, but also in commitment and conviction that flows from the heart. The source of this power is the Holy Spirit, and it is received through faith. In fact, the power of the Holy Spirit is what enables people to receive Christ into their lives, recognizing that he is Lord over all things, including their own heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's not simply a matter of the human will or the decision of a reflective mind. Christian spirituality is the work of Christ and his Holy Spirit. It is more accurate to say that Christ dwells in our hearts because we received him by the power of the Holy Spirit than it is to say that we accepted Christ and invited him to live within us, even though we also do that. This is not a mere theological distinction. We must give honor where it is due, and we must be honest, acknowledging that we depend first on Jesus and the indwelling Holy Spirit for faith.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.